down my vision, a red collective.
Yeah.
Nothing but the blood?
Speaks a better word to all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me. I stand in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. It's your blood. Speaks a better word. In all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth, speaks righteousness for me, and stands in my defense. And Jesus, it's your blood. Yeah.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Thank you. want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Again, but with more of a like this firm declaration, like holy, like not a quiet submission, but like a proclamation, and just yeah, with everything that we have, kind of thing, like he's holy. So yeah, let's just proclaim that.
I'm not sure if Kevin mentioned that today was the Feast of Trumpets, because the beginning of it. And I'm not sure what everyone knows about that, but I just want to encourage us with the fact that today is the feast, the beginning of the Feast of Trumpets, and we can remember, if you think about the story of Nehemiah, when he rebuilt the wall, he had Ezra begin to read the Book of the Law and all the instructions that they had missed for many years, and the people were crying, and they were repentant of their sin. But Nehemiah then commanded them to stop and to rather rejoice and celebrate and eat choice foods. And it's just pointing to the fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and that we can be set free from the sins, even though we do have conviction, and that's a good thing. But he's made a way for us to be rid of the sadness of the sin, and we can celebrate that he's made a way by Jesus dying and being resurrected.
Things of Elijah?
Right.
believe, for out of Zion till salvation comes.
Kind of reminds me of the story of Jesus with all people putting the palm branches down before him. But it's for not just those people, it's for all people. And as Jesus passes them by, I get that song, I will never be the same again. I forget all the lines, but
but actually, as we did the second birth, these are the days of Ezekiel, the Bible becoming of flesh. Like, I just was like, I felt God saying, you're to give the time. Like, after we were finished singing, but it came with that line.
It's interesting that I got more of a picture of the, not necessarily interpretation, but the feel or the atmosphere around it. And before you gave the time, I was even wondering about like just the spiritual atmosphere here. About I feel like it's I got the picture of a blowing on a shofar, but just not enough wind getting in there to really blow it. And but then as you gave the tongue, especially the last part, the three of the same at the end, and just growing in intensity, where you got this picture of a person like saying it, and then saying it, and then saying it. And now that you bring up Ezekiel, where it starts out as dry bones, but then the flesh comes on, and it's a progressive bringing to life, and then the spirit entered in, the breath entered into them, and there was life. And I'm not sure how it all ties together, but I see it in my own heart of even the praise, like praise, 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 and like, and I don't know if something's blocking or if it's just I'm gonna pray, just Lord God, I pray that breath of life in us, and we want to praise you with all our hearts. We want to be the trumpets that you blow through, Lord God. We want to be that instrument of praise. And Lord, if there's there's anything blocking that is stopping the full breath going through, Lord. I pray that the blockages would be removed, Lord, in our own lives. And you are worthy of praise, 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 Lord. We love you.
Actually, just before we sing the song, the word Jehovah was coming to me, and then I'm like, oh, it's in this song. So I think maybe we're supposed to shout the name of Jehovah.
Candace and Josh's song, My Heart. I think you have it. Or Candace thinks you have it. More accurate way to say it.
My Heart.
Thank you. Thank you.
accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Amen. Thus saith the Lord. Yes.
This is a bit of
cover.
Exclamation.
Wait, what was that
word?
Amplified version that has the brackets thunderclap, right?
Yeah. just as we end, can we all just gather just right here and just a prayer of unity? I just see that and
I just want to follow through with it. So almost like a huddle hug. There can be layers. It's okay. Layers is good. Quinn, we need you here, buddy. We need you.
Quinster.
Just can't do this without you.
Bring your boat.
Bring your boat, even. Your boat's welcome.
No one can leave until we go over there.
No.
True.
No
lunch.
No, yeah, we're going to need a burp. This is right. There we go. The boat and everything.
Oh, the boat.
It's a long boat. It's a boat.
That's a Laker right there.
No, that's not a Laker. It's too bendy.
So, Lord God, we come to you in unity, and we want to be unified with you first and foremost, and then also with each other. And we stand with you. We look to you, fix our eyes on you. I just pray, and I just prayed on all of us, on behalf of all of us here, we stand for each other. We just declare this into the heavenlies. We are for each other. We stand unified in you, Jesus. It's because of you. And we thank you that we have the mind of Christ.